Well, good morning, Jenny.
Hi
there.
Doing?
What's going on?
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. In London, and the sun is shining, so the combination is very good.
Well, hey, I'll take sun right now. It's been nothing but gloomy around here. All right, so you and your sister both jumped into modeling, right?
Yes, I didn't think I was going to be a model. It kind of came out of the blue for me. I knew she'd been modeling for about two, three years before I did. I was at school and then got headhunted and suddenly got into the modeling, but not photographic. I was a house model for these fashion designers in Carnaby Street, and that's how mine started.
And then eventually, the two of you went on a road trip, I guess you would say. You ended up in India with the Beatles. What was this like?
Well, it was incredible. The timing was great. I mean, I was searching, they were searching, and in need of something, some kind of meaning in life. And we'd all been meditating for 3 months before we got to India. And we would meditate every single day, and then some of the times in the morning, they would get up onto the balcony on the roof of our bungalow, and they'd get their guitars out, and there'd just be Patty and me and Cynthia, and sometimes Jane Asher. And we'd listen to them play, and they would just play and write their songs. And always it was about things to do with the present, what was going on in India, whether it was Bungalow Bill or Prudence or I Can't Sleep In. It was all stuff that was going on where we were. And it was lovely, it was very special.
Then you eventually cross paths with Mick and Fleetwood Mac. I mean, you married Mick twice.
Yeah.
How was that relationship? And then how did that relationship work when it came to the band itself? I mean, you co-wrote some songs, right?
Yes, I did. I co-wrote July Judy with Chris, which was on their Kiln House album, although I don't get credit for that. And then also Danny Kerwin sang one of my songs. One of my poems, made it into a song that was called Purple Dancer, but they credited Mick for that instead of me, but that's okay. I felt sort of quite honored that it was on their single or album.
Now, eventually, you went separate ways, and you know what gave you the idea that you needed to pursue something different?
Which one? We had lots of separations.
Well, you got married twice, but you were in Hawaii at some point in time in a near-death experience. What was that experience?
Oh, yes. By then, I was married to drummer number two, Ian Wallace, and it was a kind of, definitely a little holiday in Hawaii just after we'd got married. And a couple of friends of ours came along and gave us some magic mushrooms, and I started singing. I'd always been a bit frightened of the sea and swimming anyway, so I thought I could breathe underwater once I was like way out, and I realized I was miles from anywhere. I couldn't find the others, and I was trying to breathe underwater and just came up just feeling really a big wave were coming. It was very scary, and I thought that was it. So when I actually managed to get back to shore, I decided it was like a turning point for me. I didn't realize quite how big, but I felt I was ready to give back to life, you know, that I'd had a really I've been very lucky throughout my life and just wanted to give back in some way.
Now, have you remained in contact with anybody from the group or even Mick himself?
Of course. Yeah, Mick and I, you know, we talk a lot and we see each other because I live in London and my kids and our kids and our grandchildren live in LA. So I go out there every year. I mean, I wasn't able to this year, obviously, but and usually I'll see Mick, you know, we go on to Hawaii because he's got a house there. So, and we're in touch a lot of the time. So the friendship's very deep still.
Now, have you been to the restaurant Fleetwood's on Front Street?
Yeah. In fact, our granddaughter sang there because she's a musician when she was 9 years old.
And the food's fantastic, I hear, right?
The food is great. Yeah.
All right.
So
now,
we need all that to open up again soon.
All right. Now, you've got a book that's Jennifer Juniper. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, it's a journey. It's about my journey, basically. And it starts off with being a model in the 60s and what that was like in London and Carnaby Street and the clubs, about the Beatles and my sister was going out with George and Mick and I and how we'd go to clubs together. So it was very 60s and then me going to San Francisco and finding I was there when Flower Power was just starting and then India. But then it also goes into the darker sort of 70s, which isn't, the innocence kind of gets lost. And the Fleetwood Mac days when we were living in L.A. becomes much more kind of drug-induced and exciting, but also, you know, like being on a huge wheel that was wouldn't stop, you know. And then coming to a place where I thought, okay, you know, I've had enough of this and I need to find myself. And that's when I got into, I decided to go to college for the first time. And I got my degrees, worked in the treatment centers and in addiction field for about 20-something years. So it's that journey, basically, and where I am today.
All right. Jenny Boyd on the show with us here today. Thank you for taking the time. Enjoy the sunshine and stay safe.
Thank you. You too.